This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Pakistani police stormed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's residence in the eastern city of Lahore on Saturday, arresting 61 people amid clashes between Khan's supporters and police. Khan was not in the home at the time, having traveled to Islamabad to appear before a judge. He faces charges that he sold state gifts while in office and hid his assets. Russian news agencies say that Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited the Russian-occupied port city of Mariupol. It's his first trip to Ukrainian territory that Moscow illegally annexed in September. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
Mariupol became a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow finally took control of it in May. On Saturday, Putin traveled to Crimea, a short distance southwest of Mariupol, to mark the 9th anniversary of the Black Sea Peninsula's annexation from Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A deadly earthquake has rocked southern Ecuador on Saturday. The president's office said the magnitude 6.8 quake left 14 people dead and more than 380 injured, largely in the El Oro province. Peruvian authorities said the quake was also felt in the country's north, but there were no immediate reports of harm to people or structures there. Advisors to the World Health Organization have urged China to release all information related to the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. This after new findings were briefly shared on an international database used to track pathogens before being taken down by Chinese authorities. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. On Saturday, former U.S. President Donald Trump said in a social media posting that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. In the message on his Truth Social platform, Trump called on his supporters to protest. As of yet, there is no confirmation from authorities of any criminal charges against Trump. However, he has faced criminal investigations for decades, primarily in connection with his New York real estate businesses, and his time as president led to other investigations, but he has never been criminally charged. This latest case involves hush money payments made to an adult film performer who allegedly had an affair with Trump. If he were to be criminally charged, it would mark the first time in American history a former president is arrested. Protests and work stoppages continue in France. Laurel Bowman has that story.
Refinery strikes persisted on Saturday in France, and more demonstrations were taking place throughout the country amid anger at the government pushing through a rise in the state pension age without a parliamentary vote. The growing unrest has left President Emmanuel Macron with the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vests protest of December 2018. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Japan says North Korea has launched a suspected missile towards the sea. The launch, if confirmed, would be the North's fourth round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korean militaries began joint military drills this week. All this as the U.S. and South Korea are running military drills and exercises that the North believes are rehearsals for a future invasion. Credit Suisse is the most globally significant bank caught up in the banking industry turmoil after two U.S. lenders collapsed last week. Now authorities are scrambling to rescue it before markets open. Lucy Fielder reports.
Talks over rescuing Credit Suisse rolled into Sunday as UBS sought $6 billion from the Swiss government to cover costs if it were to buy its struggling rival. Authorities are scrambling to resolve a crisis of confidence in 167-year-old Credit Suisse. One source warned the Credit Suisse talks are encountering significant obstacles, and 10,000 jobs could be at stake if the banks combine. Credit Suisse, UBS, and the Swiss government declined to comment.
It's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Canada has moved to make immigration easier for Turkish and Syrian citizens already in the country, a month after an earthquake has killed more than 50,000 people in the two countries. Sean Fraser is Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship. He said that Canada is committing to providing relief. I'm Steve Karish, VOA.